the top 1% of podcasters use this growth tactic to explode their podcast growth. Here's how you can do the same.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast.
Hello, my name is Anthony Wineri.
I'm Tiger O'Shea.
And in this episode, you'll discover how relying on only evergreen content is slowing down your podcast growth and what to do about it.
A new way to expand the reach of your podcast that most business owners ignore.
And finally, how to become the go-to voice by aligning your content with what your audience actually cares about right now.
Welcome back to another Thursday episode where we share with you stories, break down marketing principles, and give you actionable strategies to grow and monetize your podcast way faster.
So just a moment ago there, we mentioned evergreen content. What is that, Anthony?
Well, evergreen content is content that remains relevant and valuable regardless of when someone discovers it. It doesn't depend on current events, trending topics, or time-sensitive information for it to be useful. So examples of evergreen podcast content might look something like 5 frameworks for better decision-making,
how to have difficult conversations at work,
and the psychology behind procrastination.
And this has many benefits. So for example, it's consistent traffic to those topics. You know, they don't go out of date. And so episodes continue attracting new listeners months or years after publication. Maybe you've even seen this yourself. If some of your older episodes still get downloaded, then that is a great example of that.
It's such an incredible way when you have evergreen content to actually build your authority in a space. You know, let's say you're in a spot where you're producing high quality content. You end up building a massive library of valuable episodes that remain discoverable over time. Again, see this kind of as like your timeless vault where you have your insights that again establish you as a reliable expert in that particular field.
And these things are great. And again, most podcasts are built, or at least most education podcasts are built predominantly off evergreen content. But it does have some disadvantages just doing evergreen content. So while it's great for long-term sustainability, it can have limitations when it comes to very rapid growth and quickly tapping into new audiences.
So a common mistake that a lot of podcasters fall under when they prioritize evergreen content is you end up sticking to such a rigid calendar. So essentially what this might look like is you've planned out your next 12 episodes in advance. And again, you're covering topics like time management tips or building resilience. And then let's say out of nowhere, a major industry scandal breaks out in your space, a new law gets passed, or a massive trending topic explodes that directly affects your audience. Now, what most podcasters do is they miss out on this opportunity. And instead of pivoting, you think, well, I've already planned my next X number of episodes. I already have all of these guests lined up. What am I going to do? So again, you stick to your current schedule. You publish your evergreen content as planned, whilst the entire audience you're trying to reach are talking about the current breaking news in your space.
Right, exactly. Like evergreen content doesn't really get shared that consistently because there's no momentum in it often. Like there's no conversational momentum that drives people sharing it, as opposed to people discussing what's happening right now. People are more likely to discuss what's happening right now and not just, you know, evergreen principles, things that have always been true. So again, they don't really get shared as much. So while your audience is buzzing about current events or things happening in your niche or in the industry, if you're not capitalizing on that by just focusing on timeless things, you can be losing out on where the attention is going.
And again, this kind of happens because a lot of podcasters end up prioritizing the kind of internal schedule over your audience's immediate interests and needs. Also, a lot of podcasters, the truth is, don't necessarily connect the dots that they can actually cover these content in a way that's useful for their audience. So again, your content essentially becomes tone deaf to what your audience currently cares about right now.
Right. And because there's no sense of urgency for new listeners to listen right now, then people don't, because they just think, well, I'll get to that episode later, but they're going to go and choose something timely now. And often, of course, they never do. So if this is all true, why don't more people connect the dots?
Yeah, there's a few reasons, but one that often comes up is, and maybe you, if you're listening to this right now, you might be thinking, well, but I want to keep my podcast relevant. I want to keep it timely. I don't want to become a news podcast and compromise on my depth or my brand. So again, really what this looks like is you essentially believe that covering current events means you're chasing trends or kind of being superficial.
A very interesting belief indeed.
You think that, hey, you know, I'm a serious podcast, you know, I don't want to just take advantage of, you know, pop culture or news commentary that's going on right now. You essentially assume that reacting to current events means abandoning your own expertise or dumbing down your content. And again, you worry that timely content is somehow less professional than evergreen content. So like all those points, I can see again how someone could actually think that. It makes, again, when you break it down, it makes sense, that train of thinking. But what do people end up missing?
Well, I think people end up missing the links that go past just like covering it in the typical news headline, like, you know, normal media outlet sense. And people misconnecting the dots that you absolutely can cover current events through the lens of your expertise and your brand and your niche and what your podcast is about and what you stand for.
Mm.
Like, for example, Anthony, did you hear about the thing at the Coldplay concert recently?
I didn't actually.
Yeah, this guy. Well, basically, there was a Coldplay concert, obviously a big one. I think it was in America. Like, you know, some places you have like cameras at like sports events and stuff.
Yes.
It's all like, I think it's a very American thing. They have the camera and it kind of pans to like a couple. Or like it pans to people in the audience.
Yeah.
Oh, you did hear about it? Yeah.
Yeah. I saw the headline somewhere, yeah.
So what did you see? What was the headline?
I just know it was something about a CEO being caught cheating on his wife.
Basically, yeah, they panned the couple.
Drama,
they
were headline. Like,
they were panning it to couples and they panned to a CEO cheating on his wife with the head of HR or something like that, which is obviously very ironic. The point is, you know, if you just covered that in the typical news sense, then yeah, it would be a bit random, right? It would be a bit unrelated and it would be just doing it for the sake of it. But a leadership podcast can absolutely analyze that scandal through leadership principles, right? And they can turn that into content that is relevant from a leadership perspective or from a management perspective. Using that as a hook. They're just using that as a way in to draw more people in to talk about basically the things they always talk about anyway.
Wow, that makes so much sense. And I guess when you're doing it in this way where it's like, okay, this massive breakout news has happened, there's already tons of attention going to it, tons of my audience are probably interested in it, and a ton more people who don't know about my podcast are also interested in it. If I just cover it in my own way, then I can actually attract way more listeners to my podcast. And I guess if you think about it like that, in a way, you're not really compromising your brand. You're just applying your brand to what people are talking about that, again, matters to them right now. Now, if you are someone who did have a leadership podcast, this massive scandal breaks out and you don't jump on it or take advantage of it to expand your audience, this leads to massive missed opportunity. Because whilst everyone else is playing it safe with evergreen content, the smartest podcasters, the top 1% of podcasters, understand this principle of leveraging current events, news, breakthroughs, scandals. They understand how to use it as part of their marketing to capture the attention of the audience they're trying to reach, to demonstrate the fact that their show is current and relevant, and to funnel a bunch of new people into their world to then binge on their evergreen library. But they need to attract those people in the first place.
Right, exactly. And while evergreen content can attract people who are problem aware or solution aware, this is how you tap into people that are totally unaware, which if you have heard that concept before of the different levels of awareness, most people who could be a fit for your podcast or your business or whatever are totally unaware and they're not even thinking about looking for content about this yet. They might later, but right now they're just not even looking for podcasts. Capturing current events and tailoring it to your lens is exactly how you can actually tap into that. And obviously we know that fast growth, right, from first principles requires breaking through to new audiences who currently don't know you exist. This doesn't typically happen in a fast way with just evergreen content. I mean, it can in a sense, like we help people grow with podcast SEO. If you get that right, you can, so to speak, blow up. But just covering evergreen content isn't really going to tap you into a huge amount of new audiences at once. Whereas if you tap into, say, like mini viral moments and have episodes that capture attention during periods of heightened interest in a topic, they are strategic opportunities to reach exponentially more people in a way shorter time frame.
And that's a perfect way to put it, having kind of mini viral moments, right? And I think something that's really important for people to kind of see and realize is you do need both working together. You do need the evergreen content side as well as the mini viral moments, newsjacking content. You need both working together because when you have a well-positioned show that provides great foundations, meaning your show has a clear niche, you provide consistent value, you have a focused content strategy serving one particular type of listener, in this case, let's say, you know, a leadership role in corporate America. When you cover that scandal going on in the world through the leadership lens, a bunch of new people discover your content. But because the podcast itself has the evergreen content that's focused, they actually stay a listener. If not, people will just come in, love one episode of yours about that scandal, look at your back catalog, realize that none of these episodes have anything to do with leadership, and they bounce. And that's, again, another missed opportunity. So you need both.
Podcasters that experience a lot of growth really understand that, yes, you need evergreen content, you need to be consistent and have all the common things. But for that really explosive growth, you also need these moments where you intersect with larger conversations happening in the world and obviously, you know, in your niche, so that you can tap into the vast majority of your potential listeners who, again, are actually unaware, not even problem aware, not even solution aware to be searching for anything.
Now, here's a perfect example as to why you can't skip over the foundations of podcast growth if you want any strategy at all to work, and especially if you want newsjacking or, again, tapping into these mini viral moments to work for you. If you think about Tim Ferriss, for example, right? He spent years building his foundation. He was blogging about productivity, life optimization, just insane, you know, exploring various different ways of achieving success. His content was always focused, he stayed consistent, and he served a clear audience, people who wanted to hack their way to way better results. And then, after years of him grinding and grinding and grinding, he actually had his viral moment, known as the 4-hour work week, which completely exploded. And he also had specific podcast episodes with people like Jamie Foxx, you know, Naval Ravikant, that went massively viral. And all of a sudden, from his book and a couple viral podcasts, he suddenly had millions, tens of millions of new people who discovered him. But here's the key, right? Those viral moments didn't just create this kind of temporary spike in terms of listenership. No, the new audience actually stuck around because they found an extremely focused back catalog of content that was high quality, that was serving them. So someone who did discover Tim through this viral moment, through his book, they then looked and realized, oh my God, he has these incredible episodes about entrepreneurship, optimization, unconventional thinking. And because he had that focused content strategy, it meant that viral traffic, those new listeners, became long-term fans of his show.
Now, here's a huge contrast to that. Think about Rebecca Black with the song Friday, if you remember that. It was a song, I think it was like 2013 or something, went massively viral, had over 100 million views. And yeah, it was huge. I remember the craze at the time. I mean, me and Anthony were in school. But when people clicked on her channel expecting more content, they found nothing that like matched that, nothing that led on from that. You know, there was no deep catalog of music, no kind of strategy or real identity there. And so that viral moment just turned into a one-hit wonder and didn't really go further else. I mean, look, don't get me wrong, 100 million views. I'm sure she retained at least a small audience out of that. But, you know, imagine how much more of an audience and how sustained that growth would have been if the foundation was there before, if the evergreen content, so to speak, was there before. This is why you don't just have a podcast that isn't growing, isn't doing well, and then you have one big guest and then your show blows up and that's it, you win. The two things work in tandem. And obviously in this episode, we're about shining the light on how you can tap into those trending moments. But I think these two examples are really good to illustrate how you need both to work together.
So look, here's a million-dollar question you might be thinking. This all sounds great, guys, but how do we strategically create more of those mini viral moments instead of just hoping this kind of happens by accident? What steps do we need to take? And the answer is what we call newsjacking. And it might be the missing piece you've been looking for when it comes to a new way to expand your podcast reach. So what exactly is newsjacking? Well, most people think that newsjacking means jumping on trends, hashtags, and creating kind of a quick reaction video to whatever seems popular. But But that's not newsjacking. That's essentially you being a trend chaser, if you want to call it that, right? But that rarely really works for podcasts. Real newsjacking is much more strategic, it's much more intentional. It's an art of taking breaking news, current events, and trend topics in your space that your audience are already thinking about, and in filtering them through your unique expertise as well as perspective. So earlier we mentioned, again, the leadership podcast where there's a CEO scandal that breaks through, and then the leadership podcast decides to just analyze the red flags that led to this. Once again, huge when it comes to growing the podcast and being strategic. Now, this is really powerful because you're not competing with news outlets or trying to be the first with information. Instead, you're providing your own analysis, context, and actionable insights that a lot of these news outlets simply don't offer. And again, a lot of people and your listeners you want to reach, they don't really care about the news outlet. They kind of want to find out what you, the host, has to say.
Exactly. Again, this really is not chasing trends. It is strategically positioning yourself at the intersection of what people are already looking for and what you're uniquely qualified to speak about and what perspective you have.
So how can you start applying this strategy today? Well, that's exactly why we created the News Bridge Method, which is a framework for turning more viral moments that lead to faster, long-term, sustainable audience growth. So here's what you'll discover inside. How to identify and capitalize on breaking news in your industry before your competitors even realize there's an opportunity there. Number two, the viral to evergreen funnel, which is the exact systems for turning a single trending episode into weeks of compounded growth. Instead of being a one-hit wonder that kind of spikes and dies, you'll be able to create momentum for your podcast month after month. Number three, the authority positioning framework. How to insert yourself into major industry conversation as expert with a perspective, so that when these big news do break out, your audience and new audiences, they come to you because they want to understand what your opinions are. Number four, the speed to market formula. How to actually streamline the production process that lets you get relevant content out within 24 and 48 hours without sacrificing the quality of your content or scrambling around when it comes to your content calendar. So you don't have to watch opportunities go by thinking, I don't have the time, or how would I do this? We show you the exact steps you should take. And finally, the retention bridge system. How to strategically connect the new jacking episodes to your evergreen content so that that viral traffic, these new audience who've just discovered your show, don't bounce, but they convert into long-term subscribers who binge through your back catalog and become loyal listeners. So look, if that sounds interesting to you, go to the first link that you see in the show notes, enter your details, and we'll send over to you the News Bridge Method right away. Again, this is your step-by-step guide that helps you link viral relevant moments and drive way faster growth for your podcast. Well, with that being said, we'll catch you in the next episode.